Hello, GWA. It's me, Poison Daloon. It has been a while, hasn't it? I'll be honest, I utterly wasn't expecting to record ever again. For a year now, I've been perfectly content going back to only lurking, commenting on occasion, but trust me, still been a very, very active listener. Earphones in, biting my lip and squirming as you murmur and growl and gasp all the things you want to do, all the things that get you off. So, what could possibly have happened to drag me out of my self-imposed exile to talk to you? It's really quite simple. I am so achingly, painfully horny. I have so many unexpressed fantasies and they are rattling around. Get rid of them. They started off as such fleeting, half-formed, wispy things, just flashes of images. My own sexual memories spliced into these daydreams so I could almost, if I was trying really hard, almost perfectly conjure in my head how these things I would want to feel would be in reality. I'm going to use the word you from here on out. I hope that's okay. You're taking on the role of this nameless, faceless stranger in my dirty thoughts. You are going to be the one that bites my earlobe and pulls my back flat against your chest, fist in my hair holding me in place, other hand around my throat, up my jaw, thumb at the edge of my lips, like your arms are a steel trap. You see? These are the kind of visions I'm dealing with here. And here's the kicker. You'll understand better than anyone, I think. Feeding a fantasy doesn't sate it. It doesn't quell it, it only serves to make the idea grow and fog your brain up further to the point where it's there on a constant fucking loop behind your eyes whilst you're trying to just live your fucking life. I can feel your hand sliding down my stomach, touching my pussy. These lazy strokes over my panties because there's no rush. You're not going anywhere. I can't go anywhere, not with my thighs pinned open against a wall. Strong, thick fingers, a little rough maybe, and so much bigger than my own. Have you thought about that recently? I have. How unnecessarily, almost comically larger men's hands are. Your hands are. Than women's, than mine. I love that. I love that contrast in this image of these ridiculously strong hands being so gentle, grazing over the fabric. Making it wet. but that lightness, the gentleness, it's not out of sweetness, is it? It's an out of deference to my feelings and any reticence and shyness I might be experiencing. No. It's the exact same as a cat frenzy for hours. Perhaps out of boredom, just on a whim. Because it can. That's how I feel about these hands that rub up and down with just enough pressure to tease and cause that dull throb in my clit, but not enough for it to belt to get any release. Keeping that deliberate, cruelly casual and squirming and pleading for more with my skirt rucked up, loathing the fact that I'm acting this way, losing all composure and begging to be fucked by this stranger, whilst they're so in control, coolly observing. Maybe a little smirk, maybe just gleaming eyes, because in this wriggling, whining state, you could ask me for anything and I'd agree. Say yes to whatever you say just to be allowed to come. I can't stand it and I'll take whatever I can get, even if you only allow me to grind on your thigh, and I'd be mortified. I would be burning, blushing this crimson red, but putting that orgasm, that need, that entire scenario engulfs my mind just in the supermarket. Stood, rigid, plugged into fantasy land, staring glassy-eyed at the shelves. People must think I take buying juice very seriously. And it's only getting worse. More frequent. More vivid every day. I know I'm not helping myself. Of course I'm not. I listen to you. Listen to you. Calming. Fucking your hand. Oh, God. Those exclamations that look groan in the back of the throat where you go, oh, fuck me. It kills me. On a word like your entire body just glitched out in pleasure. The switch got tripped and your cock is rock hard and about to explode. I listen wishing it was me, making you come off the rails like that. My body, my mouth, my wet tongue. I like to picture I'm riding you on a chair, straight-backed wooden chair, your hands gripping my ass under my skirt, panties just pulled to the side, top ripped open, hands behind my back, maybe tied back, my hair flopped over my face, sticking to my lipstick. I'm moaning and I'm bouncing up and down as fast as I can on your lap. Maybe you're my teacher. Yeah, I'm your student and we're in an empty room after class and we've got to be quick before the bell rings. You've got to come inside me and send me on my way as quickly as possible because there is no time to clean up and we can't be seen together. So it's got to be furious, fucking like fully clothed with the sloppy, like spit trailing kisses and utterly no finesse. Just guttural, animalistic, fucking, whimpering, bouncing on your lap, pussy tight around you like a vice, and getting off so hard on being this little ragdoll that's panting, wanting little ragdoll for you. God damn it. One came to me at work. document on the computer just sliding out of focus. Debating whether or not to go to the bathroom and just shove my fingers down my smart black trousers. Oh, fuck. There are more. There are so, so many more. And I'm worried if I don't at least tell someone about them, then one day I'm going to plunge into fantasy land and I won't be able to get back out. So here I am again, purging, offloading, confessing to you. And I hope it scratches the itch.